humble obeisances, the lotus feet of my most revered Gurudeva, Nityalila Pravishto Vishnupad, Ashtatar Shatasi Srimad, Bhakti Daitam Madhava Goswami Maharaj, the absolute counterpart of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His grace incarnate. I pray for His causeless mercy to bestow me capability to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His personal associates, to purify my mind and to get one-pointed exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my innumerable prostrated obeisances to the lotus feet of my most revered Shiksha Gurus and pray for their causeless mercy to give me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His personal associates, to purify my mind and to get exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my due respects to all the devotees present here. Just now, at the beginning, you heard one hymn written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and sung by our most revered Gurudeva. Perhaps it will be difficult for you to go through the significance of the hymn. The essence of the hymn is explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in one verse of his own writing, Sikkhastha, third verse. Remember it, Trinadupi Sunichena, Tarodipa Sahishuna, Omanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadhana. This has been explained in detail in this song. Very good. Without that, you cannot perform any kind of devotional form. But that isn't it very important. We should be humbler than the blade of grass. Not to speak to others. We should be from within the heart. Only by speech you cannot get the objective. You should be at par with the life. Humbler than the blade of grass. Grass has got some sort of ego. If some animals, cows and other buffaloes, goats, walk on the grass, and they stooped down. But when they dip their legs, they again rise up. That sort of vanity we should not have. All false egos of this world are to be effaced from the heart. You want to perform actually devotional form. Nine forms of devotion, 64 kinds of devotion, or nama sankirtan, whatever it may be. Actually, it will not satisfy Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Our target should be to satisfy Sri Krishna. His absolute counterpart, Gurudev, and his personal associates, not to satisfy the conditioned souls of the world. If that be target, then you will lose all kinds of enhancement in devotion. You will be lost. But that is very important. Humbler than the blade of grass, Inad Vishnujan, and more forbearing than tree. There should be forbearance, tolerance, forgiveness. Otherwise, you cannot perform any devotional form and you cannot do any good to any person, good to eternal welfare to yourself or eternal welfare to anybody in this world. But that is, you should be more tolerant than tree. Very difficult. One person gives a slap to me, I want to retaliate. Even bigger slap. That sort of mentality cannot take you to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. So here it is said, Inadu Vishnu Tarorupi Sahishuna, more tolerant than tree. And don't expect respect from others. From the conditioned souls of the world, enslaved jivas, what benefit you will get by getting name and fame from them? If your target is that, then you will get worldly things. You cannot transcend yourself from this mundane plane and go to the transcendental realm, the Supreme Lord. Impossible. So this teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been explained in that hymn in detail, and the meaning and the significance has been sent to you by email, as Tamal Krishna has said. Have you got that? Our Param Guruji, Guruji. Our Gurudev, and his, whatever he has sung in this meeting, and it has been heard by you, and that is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's own writing. This Inadvi and Sunichan of this verse has been in detail explained. If that we can acquire that, then we can perform bhajan, worship of Supreme Lord. Otherwise not. We should give respect to all. How can you give respect? That person is very bad. Our object of worship is residing in his heart. In that consideration, you can give respect to all. He may be a rogue, But our object of worship is residing in his heart. By thinking that our object of worship is that, you can give respect to him also. Omanina manadena kirtanya sada. Give respect to all and do not want respect from others. If you want respect from others and you could not get it, then you will be disappointed. You may be angry. Your father will be spoiled. If your mind is disturbed, everything will be disturbed. But if you are well established with this third verse of Sikkhastra, then you can have progress in devotion. Spiritual cultivation, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, pure devotion to Supreme Lord. Then the actual benefit you will get. Now you see, next we shall go to Navadvip Dham. On 17th, it is as per desire of the devotee, I shall start from here to Navadvip Dham. Because Navadvip Parikrama circumambulation of Navadvip Dham will start from 19th of this month, 19th March. And on the 25th March, Advent anniversary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And next day, there will be great festival. And along with that, the annual function of Vishwa Vaishnava Rajasabha also will be held there. And along with that also, our centennial function, our most revered Gurudev centennial celebration 2005 will be celebrated in a huge way. About 108 mridangas will come. Not 2, 3, 4. 108 mridangas. With different dresses. And there will be musical parties from Assam, from Punjab, they will be there. And there will be so many devotees. On the 19th, the procession will start from Chaitanya Gauri Mata, huge. Never we have heard this. The Bombay devotees, they are organizing this. And their main figure is Madhusudan Maharaj, the king. They arrange. If you come here, you can see. Now, on the 18th, there will be Adhivas. Adhivas means, what is the meaning of Adhivas? A preliminary function before a solemn ceremony, that is called Adhivas. Adhivas, another meaning is prior preparation. We have to prepare ourselves. How we are to perform parikrama, circumambulation. Then we have to hear from the devotees, from the sadhus, on the 18th, just one day prior to the Navadvip Parikrama. Parikrama, you are doing parikrama, but this parikrama of the family and in this world round the material relations will increase your attachment to material non-material relations. This is the cause of your bondage. How to get deliverance from this bondage? You have to circumambulate Navadvip Dham. Navadvip Dham. Oh, I had been to Navadvip Dham. I saw Navadvip Dham. It is near Calcutta, about 70-80 miles ahead. By this physical body, we cannot enter into Navadvip Dham. We think we entered into Navadvip Dham. Vrindavan Dham is not a part of India or part of UP, Uttar Pradesh. Vrindavan Dham descended there. Supreme Lord is all existence, all knowledge, all bliss. He is transcendental spiritual form. His realm is also transcendental. How we can see that by these material gross sense organs? This body, you think, this body is not eternal. It has got birth and it has got death. Surely it will die. Nobody can live in this world eternally. You are seeing, now there are 600 crores of human beings in this world. After 160 years, these people will not, nobody will remain here. New persons will come. There is birth and death. When this body is not eternal, all the sense organs are not eternal. This gross sense organ. By it, whatever you see, that is also not eternal. But we are giving much importance to this. Observation and experimental science. I was given one subject there in Holland. Param Guruji, I should speak about this. Yesterday I speak something, but I am to speak about Navadvipa Parikrama now. Because of this, repetition of that will not be good, so many persons were here. I just speak brief. But now we are going there for Navadvipa Dham Parikrama. If you can actually perform Parikrama, then you will be released from the bondage. As for example, our Guru Maharaj used to give this example, and I shall give Guru Maharaj's teaching in different way. Now, in your place, small children, young people, they fly kites? I think so. Where also? Young people, they fly kites. Paper kite or cloth kite. Now, when you fly the kite, at that time, in the reel, the thread is there. When you move the reel like this, then the thread is released and the kite is going up. And if you want to pull the kite to your place, then you have to also use like this. And that thread is rolled up in the reel. Both movements are there. In one movement it is released. In another movement it is rolled up, wrapped up, like that. When we engage our sense organs, mind, intelligence, everything for our body and bodily relations, then our attachment to non-eternal relations will be more and more attachment we shall get. And we are now in bondage. How to get rid of this bondage? We have to now release that bondage. We have to get emancipation from that bondage. How to get emancipation? You have to perform parikrama. You have to engage your sense organs, everything. For the service of Navadvip Dham. Navadvip Dham, transcendental Navadvip Dham, spiritual realm. One with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, most magnificent form of God at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All merciful. Navadvip Dham is all merciful. Without the grace of Navadvip Dham, you cannot even perform Brajavandar. You will not be able to see Brajavandar, Brajadham. By the grace of Navadvip Dham, by the grace of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, then you will have that sort of ability, transcendental sense organs, transcendental eyes to see Brajavandal. If you perform this by submitting to devotees, the pure devotees who have dedicated their lives for the service of Sri Krishna, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. In this very Kali Yuga, Black Age, in this very Kali Yuga. At first I had no desire to go outside India. You have already heard about it. But when our devotees of North India, they are pressing me to go outside. And what benefit I shall get by going outside? If I die there, then I shall be again born there. I do not want to go outside India. And when they are repeatedly insisting me on my going, then I say, this is our Guru Maharaj, this is our misfortune, greatest misfortune. He left us. Now next, I have got my Guru, Siksha Guru, Purivashri Maharaj. I shall approach him. I thought Purivashri Maharaj is very strict in this matter. Ritualistic performance and all this, very, no proposal for him to go outside India, he will not accept. So when I shall speak to him, he will say, no, you should not go like that. I thought, I submitted my prayer to Purivashri Maharaj, there at Gopinath Gauriya Math, that all the devotees are pressing me to go outside. What benefit I should get? Will you support it? Yes, you should go. I was astounded. Why? Because this is the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is special Kali Yuga. Not in all Kali Yuga. In this 7th Manvantara and in this 28th Chaturyuga, 4 ages, Saptaka Dapar Kali. In Dapar Yuga, Krishna appeared, but made pastime to his own personal associate, did not give that plain, sweet love, transcendental love to anybody. But he appeared next Kali Yuga, now, by taking the form, transcendental spiritual form of Radharani and mode of worship of Radharani. Outside devotee, inside Krishna. To test his own sweetness and as well as to distribute to all this frame to all, not to India only. In this very Kali Yuga, He wanted to give it to all. He was a particle of an atomic part of his tatastha potency, marginal potency. You are his eternal servant. If you want to satisfy him, you have to act according to his order. You have to inform this to all. Whether they come or not, you should not think about this. You should go. Then he will be satisfied. And your Guru Bhargava will be satisfied. It is, you should not be confined only in India. You should give it to all. Because it is the desire of Supreme Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Pidhyati Atyajyoga Nagaradi Gram, Sarputta Prachara is the more Nam. You have already heard several times. That is the order. And he said, our Guru Bhargava, Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Goswami Thakur, he also wanted. So you should go. I was astounded. What is this? He has ordered me. I was thinking. Next year again, what can I do? I have already said. Why you are thinking? You have got enough knowledge of scripture. He is persuading me. You should go. 3 years consecutively. Then he said, I shall write a letter to you. He wrote a letter to me. And I was astounded. Then I prayed to him. Will you take my responsibility? If I go there, then the affluence, so many things, attractive things are these, worldly things are there. I renounce my family life, parents, for the service of Krishna. If my spiritual life is not there, then I shall be indebted to parents. By serving Krishna, I shall be rescued from the debts. Debts, D-B-T, yes. Debts, which I have the duties to the parents and others. Then he said, will you take my responsibility? I asked him. Will you take my responsibility? Your Gurudev will take responsibility. He did not say his own name. You should go. Then I was compelled and made all passport, visa, etc. And you know, at a stage for 4 years or 5 years, I had been to outside. And now I got some heart difficulty. So all the friends are there advising me, you should not undertake hectic tour. It's the doctor's advice. If you undertake a hectic tour, then it will tear up on your health, heart. Your heart is not good. You should not speak at a length. All these things, they are giving you warning. Any moment I may die, nobody can remain in this world eternally. If I go outside, I will not go outside, I cannot stop my death. Death will come inevitably. When my actions of this birth will be finished, this body will automatically go. This is our Gurudev is to say this. Now you see, here to serve Maudit Dham, if you have got that sort of transcendental ego, spiritual ego, that is important. Sarva Padi Vinirmuktam Tat Paratva Nirmalam Vishikari Nirvana Bhakti Bhutsate. And in puja also, when you perform puja, there should be bhuta shuddhi. You have to purify yourself. How? নাহং দীপনাচন রপতি না বিবশ্য না শূদ্র নাহং গণিত বিহতী না দ্রস্ত জমিবা কিন্তু বৈজ্ঞানিকরা পরমানন্দ পূর্ণামৃতাব্দে কবি হতে পদে কোন দাস দাস না আই এম নট ব্রাহ্মিন ক্ষত্রিয় বৈশ্য শূদ্র অর আই এম নট ব্রহ্মচারী গৃহস্থ বনবর্তী সন্ন্যাসী আই এম দি সার্ভেন্ট অফ দি সার্ভেন্টস অফ সুপ্রিম লর্ড শ্রীকৃষ্ণ ইন হুম অল ডিলাইটফুল রিলেশনস এক্সিস্ট অল কাইন্ডস অফ ব্লিস ইউ উইল গেট ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্ট ব্লিস ইন কৃষ্ণ দেয়ার সর্ট অফ ইগো শুড বি দেয়ার আই এম নট ব্রাহ্মণ ক্ষত্রিয় বৈশ্য শূদ্র ব্রিটিশ আই এম নট অফ ইন্ডিয়া ইন I am not of this world, I am not of America, I am not of Russia. I am of Krishna. Krishna is transcendental. He is not the real potency. The real self is also transcendental. You will find in Gita, that is also real, eternal. Yeah. The soul in the body is also eternal, it is said in the Gita. Na jayate mriyate bhagadati nayam bhutta bhavita bhāna bhuyo. Aja vitta sāsamu hannati hannamāne shri. Mabai vāṁ sa jīvula ki jvarna. That conscious is the part of the potency of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Potency should remain for the object, for the possessor of the potency. My potency works for me. Supreme Lord's potency will work for me. We should have this knowledge. So our Gurudev, once he had been to Punjab, and all the Punjab at that time, they were always speaking, Soham, 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 Aham Brahmasmi. I am Brahma, I am full. I am absolute Brahma, like that. But our Gurudev changed that. The whole Punjab area, they have become devotees. You go there, some devotees from England and also America and Russia, they had been to Bhatinda in Punjab. What you saw there? They have become devotees. They have been not speaking there. I am God. Lord is all powerful. Sixfold opulences, infinite opulences. I am Lord, I am Lord. You are Lord. If you give a slap to him, and he will die. He is not. Lord is omniscient, omnipotent. He can be such. We are a particle of the conscious unit coming out of the marginal potency of Supreme Lord. Eternal relation is that. When he was there in Jalandhar at that time, he stayed at the house of Dr. K. N. Kapoor, still I remember. And he was invited by the Jalandhar devotees to inaugurate the appearance, on the occasion of the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they organized a big function to inaugurate that function. He stayed in the house of Dr. K. N. Kapoor. Others stayed just on the opposite side, the Chintamani Mandir, there. He stayed there. Because many dignitaries, they come, they can approach Gurudev and have their questions and they can hear for that evening. Now, when Guru Maharaj, at 8 p.m., he will inaugurate. Kirtan party, they went there and they are performing. And I was there with Guru Maharaj. I was at that time secretary. When we went, we can go on foot. Very near my Hiragat, very near to Dr. Jain Pati. At that time, 3-4 cars stopped at the gate of Dr. Jain Pati's house. And they got down
How did you get it?
We have seen in the paper your president of Chaitanya Gauri Math has come here. We want to see him. You are the president, so we have come to see you and to talk to you. Please give some time. Then Gurudev said, I cannot give time. Because they spent a lot of money for bringing us here. And they have already organized the function. I am to go there to inaugurate. If I do not go there, their whole function will be spoiled. Did not be good. So you come tomorrow, I shall speak to you. No, no, you shall leave this place today. Please give some time. Then Dr. K. N. Kapoor came. He said, they are business magnate. They are very rich people. And one day, is there income tax officer. So you should remain here. There, at least for 15 minutes. I am informing you, Sibrandeep informing in that Maria again, that you will go after 15 minutes. Then you return, I said. And they also said, our Guru Maharaj said on the bed stage, there is one bed. Pandey Sahib said, I have come to get the reply of 20 questions. I don't believe Atma, Paramatma. That which cannot be seen, cannot be touched, it is fictitious. I don't believe. With such a tone, I didn't like this way. But our Guru Maharaj, I saw him in different places with smiling face. Did not speak anything against anybody. Anywhere. Always giving Tinadavi Sunijana Tarabi Shahishuna Marina Maharajana. With these four qualities he used to preach. He did not say anything. He said, all right. You say your questions. I shall reply to this. 20 questions by writing the 20 questions. 15 minutes spent. Then Gurudev said, I cannot, if I give answer to every question 5 minutes, I require 100 minutes. I cannot pay so much time. Because the whole function will be spoiled. You come tomorrow. Then Guru Maharaj stood up. And I also accompanied him. The Pandey Sahib was disappointed. I came. I have got many mental agonies. Disturbances. Please give some mantra to me or advise me for a minute so that I can get some sort of solace in the mind. The Guru Maharaj smiled. You are receiving me. No, no. Swamiji, I am not receiving. I am speaking my heart. I have got mental, tremendous mental agony. Please advise me. Again, Guru Maharaj, walking on the road, smiled. You are deceiving me. Why you are saying? You yourself say that which you cannot see, which you cannot touch, there has got no existence. Mind, have you seen the mind? What color? What sort of color is that? Figure, you have not seen the mind. Have you touched the mind? But there is a soft heart, you have not touched. The mind, there is no mind. When there is no mind, there cannot be any problem. No. Swamiji, although I have not seen it or I have not touched it, but their mind inside, there is a mind, and I feel the thinking principle. In that, there are many thoughts are there. Then we must say, this is the answer. You are here. If I ask you, do you want to die? What you will say? Here all the listeners are here. If I ask anybody, do you want to die? Amiji, no, I don't want to die. But you will die? Why do you not want to die? A non-eternal entity cannot have the desire to live in this world eternally. Yourself is eternal, but as you have become averse to Supreme Lord, the illusory energy loves you, and you are thinking, I am this body, I am born, I have become a child, and then young, and after that, old age, etc., after that, death, all these things you are feeling. Actually, you have got the desire for eternal existence. A non-eternal entity cannot have the desire for eternal existence. So you are soft. As thinking, by the quality of thinking, you consider the existence of mind. This sort of quality proves that yourself is eternal. You want to know. A devoid of knowledge cannot have the desire to know. You want to get happiness. A devoid of happiness cannot have the desire for happiness. So you are Satchidananda. That is called soul. If body perishes, then Atma will not perish. Na jayate mriyate bhagavadati nayam bhutva bhavitavanu bhuyo. Ojo nitya sarthakur hannati hannamane sharire. You go through Gita, you do not believe Gita. What is the utility of going through Gita? That Atma is eternal. Atma requires Atma for his satisfaction. He has got the desire for remaining this world eternally. So his object of worship is all knowledge, all the existence, all bliss. Satchidananda. You gave her, you have forgotten him. You have become averse to him. You are eternally connected with him. You divert your attention towards absolute existence, absolute knowledge, absolute bliss, Satchidananda. In relation to him, who I am of him. When you think I am the enjoyer, you are not the enjoyer. You have got this false ego because of the illusory energy of three prime level qualities, sattara tamagun. You think I am the enjoyer. For this, you are punished. You have been hurled down here in this world, non-eternal world, and passing through birth, death, threefold afflictions, all these things. This is punishment. What sort of ananda you are getting here? What sort of happiness? Only you think when you want something that is fulfilled, you think, I am satisfied. You cannot get positive happiness here. You have got many wants. If that wants is fulfilled, you are hungry, then you will get some food, I am happy. You think that. Fulfillment of non-eternal desires you think that. But that is the positive happiness. Happiness is Supreme Lord. Happiness can take initiative. Happiness is not matter, can do anything. He is Supreme Lord, Supreme Omnipotent.
all powerful, in immanent and transcendent. He's everywhere. By His grace you can get Ananda. By the grace of Ananda, if you try to get Ananda by your own effort, you will come in contact with the shadow of Ananda. You could have come in contact with actual Ananda. Ananda is not subservient to you. Supreme God is not subservient to you. You have to submit to Him. That you can get after doing some service to the Supreme Lord as His personal associate, knowingly or unknowingly, then that impression will have some sort of effect on the soul, and soul will be awakened, then you will have the enquiry, who am I? Where from I have come? Where to go? All these things will come here. When you will serve Sri Krishna and His devotees or Shuddha Bhakta, knowingly or unknowingly, that creates impressions in the heart. This worldly, material impression will not take you there. And that impression will have impact on the soul. And soul will be awakened. And there will be enquiry. Then he will search for Shuddha Bhakta, pure devotee, Sadguru. Gurudev, he used to give much importance to this. You should go through Sanatana Dharma, Atat Sanatana Shikha, from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sanatana Shikha in Kaji Dham. That is the fundamental point. In the writing of Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur, Vaishnav ke, who is Vaishnav? He has written that. Prabhu Sanatana Paramajatana Shikha Dva Jatinta Shushya. Whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught Sanatana Goswami, you should think. They have already heard Sanatana Goswami. They already have. It has become same. No, you have not heard. Otherwise, your life would have been changed. There is no foundation. You are only hearing. You are not actually performing. Actually, you have got no knowledge of your own self. You are of Krishna. Your body belongs to Krishna. That is the part of the upper potency. Your subtle body, mind, intelligence, powering also. Outcome of parapotency. And your self is parapotency according to Gita, Chaitanya was a marginal potency. You are the part of the potency. You should remain for the pulse of the person. That will be natural. For that reason, there we have to make adhivas. Adhivas means to prepare ourselves. What preparation? To associate with Shuddha Bhakta. And get this knowledge that I am not of this world. This world is unholy. This universe is unholy. I am Mangalam Bhagavan Vishnu Mangalam Madhusudha. The holiest is Supreme Lord. I am of Krishna. I am of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. I am of Him. With that knowledge, if you do anything, that is devotion. That will be parikrama. Your basis will be strong. Now without that basis, with false ego, you cannot do any devotion. Sagvapadi binir muktam. Tat paraptar nirmala. Hishikari hishikari bhakti ruchyate. In bhakti raja sindhu. All kinds of material egos, all kinds of false egos, you have to give up. You have to give up all kinds of punishment. Even a tinge of it should not remain. Sabhavadi binir muktam, not muktam, nirmuktam, binir muktam. There should be a tinge of false ego. If there is false ego, false desire will be there, and quarrel will be inevitable, whether you take this saffron cloth or not, whether you remain in the pot or outside. Everybody will get that fruit. But if one is well-expressed, I am of Krishna, then he has got no other duty to do, only to serve Krishna and get his contact. And by his grace, when you will get contact, you will be drowned in the ocean of Ananda. This is not Ananda. This will take you to Nirananda, to severe suffering, temporary sensation of the sense organ will take you to poison. At the time of enjoyment it is very good, but consequence is poison. You have to take this path of eternal welfare, not take the path of getting sensuous enjoyment in this world. We have renounced here, but any moment we may die. What will go with us? Go with us our eternal nature, that is for devotion, all the devotion to Supreme Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, na dharam, na janam, na sundarim, kavidam, na jagadish kamre. Mo janma janma se bhavatat bhakti rahitam. You say, you don't blame me. You blame God, you blame the devotees, they blame the other human beings. Don't do it. I am equal to all, you say, on the core of the heart. Say, I don't want money, which I don't want. But here, from the mouth, not from the heart. Don't want. Some money is required. You are hesitating. I don't want money. No dhanam. Say from the heart. I don't want manpower. All these wives, children, etc. Say from the heart. And I don't want erudition, all these name and fame of scholars. I am a big scholar. And so much qualification I have got. Or emancipation, liberation, or salvation. I do not want this. You say, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, ka vidam, ba jagadisha kami. Ma jamman janman shi havatad bhakti rahi. Every birth, so that I may get, causes eternal devotion to your Lord's feet. Immediately I shall come to you. You say from the heart, don't deceive me. I am residing in your heart. According to your thought, I shall give you the fruit. If you only by word, I do not want money, but instead, if some money is required for the marriage of my daughter or something, then you have got no, you are not speaking it from the heart. We cannot deceive Supreme Lord. We can deceive His conditioned souls, the enslaved jivas. You say from the heart, He is equal to all. Immediately you will get. For that reason, our Gurudev, yes, we read here His teachings in the morning and also His last message in the daytime. And in the night also there was video conference in India, and I spoke in Hindi about Guru Maharaj's all activities in detail. There. If you go, we have printed in English, but very short. But the big book is there with us in Bengali. All, we cannot print such a big book for distribution. It's illegal. Only main some events have been mentioned there. Or Gurudev outside, even outside figure, was not like ordinary person. I never saw such a tall figure and with most ideal character, which attracted me. Only saying and doing nothing, as I am saying but doing nothing. That's what we have. But his attraction was there. His practical life, as Bhanu Goswami Maharaj, he said when he came here at the time of the December's anniversary here, first Bhanu Goswami Maharaj, his elder godbrother, we have deviated from the teachings of Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Many deviated, but your Gurudev, not a tinge of deviation I have seen, a dot of deviation I have not seen. In total. And his enthusiasm for preaching, so much enthusiasm, volcanic energy, as Paramputra Siddhartha Goswami was saying, volcanic energy. Whatever he will want to do, he will do. And always careful so that disciples do not get anything bad from him, so that they cannot have any kind of drawbacks in them by seeing his behavior. Always careful, very careful. And also along with that, immense affection. I know, immense affection, which attracted all. He was an ordinary brahmachari. And all the devotees, they say, this brahmachari is not good, you have to send him back to his house. You should not make hurry, let me try. Because after millions of births, this jiva, has come here for devotion, you should send it back, then everything will be lost. He has now many good qualities. But immediately he did something which the devotees didn't want, and they repeatedly complained against him. Then Guru Maharaj said, nobody wants you, so you go to your house, remain with rules and regulations, all these scriptures, don't deviate from this. And our Guru Maharaj weeping, our tears are running down, but not a drop of tear has rolled down from my eyes, but for anybody I have not seen. The gulf of difference. Gulf of difference. This is the transcendental spiritual personality which attracted, which is impossible, as what became possible in the advent place of Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Even ISKCON, they go and everybody. Yeah, it is impossible. Supreme Court case, so many cases, so many tenants are there, our old houses are there, for 50 years there. No. But all the godbrothers approached our Gurudev. You are establishing many mosques, you restore, this birthplace for us. All right. And he tried his best with his health was not good at that time. And I said, why you are taking so much trouble in this dharmashala? There is no actual arrangement here. Then he did not answer to it. Right? And his application to Chief Minister Sadashiv Tripathi, Virendra Mitra, I should see that. And when he will, the devotees, our Godfathers, they want, I shall do it. When any Godfather is in difficulty, he will come. He will help that. We have seen. And by that, impossible becomes possible. All the lawyers, they are astonished. How you evicted all these tenants? You remaining here 40 years, 50 years? You don't understand. Because Bhakti Saraswati Goswami Thakur Jagannath Dev came back with back. Because at that time when he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and others, they used to do it, but they did not give any attention. When it is about to be done, at that time they, some of them take some difficulty, oppose it. Then our friends, Ranganath Mishra, Gangadhar Mahapatra, informed, Guru Maharaj was there at Amritsar, you should come here, that your mot is not natural mot, they are saying something. The Guru Maharaj said, I am now busy here, I am sending my name, Ittamar there. And I said, if I go there, I shall not be able to do it. Because governor, chief minister, everything at their back. Then Guru Maharaj went there. And Guru Maharaj went there and he made an appointment, not without appointment, he went to meet from Puri to Bhubaneswar to meet Governor Jatti. And when he was there, Jatti was leaving this place. Governor place, going somewhere, but leaving. There's so many security. Guru Maharaj got down from the car and stood. And Jatti stopped his car and made a vision. All the security were puzzled. By seeing our Guru, I mean, I have come to see you, to speak something. Oh, all right. I am coming. You stay. I was there at that time. All were astonished. So many security are there. And at that time, Guru Maharaj remained there in the governor's place. And he came, and by hearing from him, all influence of governor and chief priest, everything is finished. What more I can say?
Okay, devotees, we heard the transcendental glories of our Param Gurudev from the lotus lips of Guru Maharaj. Now, we shall be blessed with a kirtan by Param Pujivar Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, which he sang on the first disappearance anniversary of our Param Gurudev, the first disappearance festival of our Param Gurudev in 1979, in separation grief from our Param Gurudev.
Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj was a great saint. I have got his photo in my room because he was doing very sincerely, and always doing what is up. Always, I saw him. You have heard his name.
Now, Param Pujibad Krishna Zavaji Maharaj is singing the song in great separation grief of our Param Gurudev. So, although the audio quality may not be good, but we cannot question the quality of the kirtan that he is performing. So, praying for his blessings, we would try to listen to the kirtan.
Guru Maharaj, Thank you.
بعد از این چیزی دنبالیت است. Let's send one question here from Germany, Frankfurt. About Lord Balaram, if he has only Krishna's pleasure in mind, why is it that he had his own Rasleela? He had his own Rasleela. This year we shall observe circumambulation of Brajamandal for 1 month. We start from Mathura and terminate to Vrindavan. There will be 8 camps. In these circumambulation ceremonies, Parikrama, Brajamandal Parikrama, we shall go to Kelanban. There are 12 principal born, one means forest, 24 upabans. Upabans means groves, small forest. And we shall be there this year also. Kelanban, there is Jamuna River. At the delt of the Jamuna River, there is Ram Ghat. Ram Ghat. Ram means Balaram Ghat. Landing space. There we shall go and we will hear about the Rasleela of Balaram. It has been performed there. We shall remember that. Balaram's Rasleela with the gopis. We have heard from our Guru Varga. It is the standing order of our most revered Gurudev. You should not speak out of your own initiative. You should repeat what you have heard from Guru Varga. Shuddha Vaishnava, Shuddha Varga. They say giving scriptural evidence from Bhakti Ratnakar. Balaram made the shrines with the gopis there, but not with Madhur Rosh. Gopis are their relation with Krishna, delightful relation, consequent of love, gopi prem. How you can understand this? Here, Balaram mainly is the leader of the bosom friends, confidants, Sakha, at the head of them. And out of all the bosom friends, 12 bosom friends of the main, Sakharas is not hostile or opposed to Madhur Rasa. There is some gift, some connection. Sakra Rasa and Madhur Rasa has got to come connection, but not with Vatsalya Rasa. And Sakra Rasa is there within Madhur Rasa, but beyond that,